What do you mean, just appeared?
Well, exactly as it sounds, Deputy Marshal. Here was the terrain from the Lima Project's radar sat to as it flew over the region 2 days ago.
Okay.
87 degrees, 29 minutes, 33.7 seconds south by 24 degrees, 29 minutes, 12 seconds west. Here is that same spot as of an hour ago.
Well, obviously this is some kind of mistake. I mean, really, a complete base complex doesn't just build itself in 48 hours, let alone down here during the winter season.
I had telemetry control for Landsat Image Mosaic reconfirm 3 times what we're seeing here.
I'm seeing a large, multi-floor main structure with multiple external buildings, kind of like what we have in the dark and clean sector. Mr. Kelly, do you think this is another research facility?
Your guess is as good as mine, Doctor. Those appear to be some sort of wind turbines about a mile away. I have no idea what that could be, but it is in the exact direction that Sandra and Lars indicated they saw the swirling mist last night at your birthday party.
I need everybody out of ops now. No, you three will stay. Normally we wouldn't be having this conversation. However, due to the ingenuity of our own Mr. Kelly, coupled with the fortunate adjustments of the radar set mapping satellite, that image you have before you concerns a topic that, well, we had hoped to keep confined. You knew. You know. You know exactly what this thing is, don't you? You knew it was coming. This is Project Atlas, isn't it? This is Project Atlas. You are both correct and mistaken, Deputy Marshal. Yes, we knew it was coming. Yes, we knew it would appear around this time. No, we don't know precisely why or what it is, other than the images we've seen. Also, no, this is not Project Atlas you speak of.
That week-long expedition... That week-long expedition that you and Dr. Van Zandt went on the previous winter. It was at this exact same time last year. That's where you went. You went to find this complex.
Very good, Thomas Goldstar, and you get to go to the head of the class.
Well, since you and Gustav were... You went out to this...
Time is of the essence, so let me answer now. Yes, we've been there. No, we don't know precisely where it will appear. Each year, its appearance point moves within a 20-mile radius. It is indeed a research station. However, well, you're going to get a first-hand person account, Deputy Marshal. I'm sorry, what? Once I saw the request made and the logs from the satellite updated images to be taken, I knew it was only a matter of time before this would come to light. Obviously, given the puppy dog-like admiration, I knew Mr. Kelly would flock immediately to you and your friends to show his findings. I spoke with others who coordinate specific research matters and was told to include you, but only to a limited extent and on a need-to-know basis. What exactly are you saying here, Wainwright? The image technicians at Lima were given a hefty monetary award, contingent upon them signing an NDA in regard to this matter and removing the data telemetry. My supervisors have already been in contact with Director U.S. Marshal Davis, along with U.S. Department of Justice Attorney General Garland. I'm told the proper paperwork and orders should be in your email inbox within the hour. You're going to want to check that, including a similar NDA. Mr. Kelly will be rewarded for his ingenuity and, of course, discretion in this subject matter. Dr. Jennings, your presence and involvement was not anticipated. Nevertheless, this is one of those write-your-own-ticket situations. The NSF and Beauregard Lowen will most likely honor any request you make again for a proper non-disclosure agreement being signed.
What I would like is for you to be kinder to Thomas and to keep me in the loop on this.
Any other questions? Can we go back to the part where you said I'd be getting a first person account. The station only remains in place for approximately 96 hours. That's 4 days. It appeared yesterday, our teams believe around 10 hours ago. Deploying one of our snow transports and giving the coordinates I see right there, it should take us 20 hours to get there, assuming a relatively average ground speed of 12 kilometers per hour. That gives us 2.5 days to investigate. You are coming with us, Deputy Marshal.
I see. And who exactly is us?
Just read the orders. Pack for a week-long journey and meet us in the vehicle maintenance bay in 3 hours. The rest of the team will be there and we'll depart. Oh, Doctor, one last thing. If you ever cut off Dr. Jennings again while she's working to make her point, you and I will have words. We clear? How very chivalrous. Very good, people. Break time is over. Back to your stations.
Oh, sounds like you're gonna get to see, well, whatever this is with your own eyes.
Bass, I'm gonna be honest. This makes me nervous, but I think you should talk to Zeke and Mr. Waters, because when you were stranded out there, they jerry-rigged the Nauties with a early crevice detection system, and I don't know, I think it could help you make it home safe again.
I appreciate that, Kendra. I'll chat with Zeke right after I check my laptop for these orders Dr. Wainwright mentioned.
I'm going to go get something to eat. I would like it if you would come join me and see me before you leave.
Absolutely. I wouldn't just pick up and go without telling you goodbye. I'll come see you in a bit.
U.S. Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe, 12th of April, 2022, 1308 hours. South Pole Sabotage Investigation, Flight 0492 crash. Diane, everything from now on is 100% OTR. Per what Dr. Wainwright just told me about 30 minutes ago, I had formal orders in my email from Marshal Murphy, countersigned by Director Davis and the U.S. Attorney General. I have been ordered to accompany Dr. Wainwright to investigate and assess a known polar abnormality for the purposes of national security. Apparently, whatever this thing is, everybody and their sisters wants a piece of it. The NSF, the DOJ, BOLO, Defense Department. Satellite photos showed a large base complex, comparable in size to Amundsen Scott, but taller. More stories on the main complex. How a base could have been built in a complete secrecy and so close, relatively speaking, to Amundsen Scott, is perplexing. I spoke to Zeke about 20 minutes ago. He told me Wainwright ordered him to prep one of the snow vehicles we called a Naughty and have it ready with supplies for 5 people to be out there for up to 2 weeks. He said this happened last year as well, that he has something he wants to present to Wainwright, something he and some others had planned while I was stranded on the side of Mount Markham. I have to say I have mixed feelings regarding this, Dee. I don't like stepping away from investigation once I've started. It feels like I'm walking away or putting things on autopilot, and I hate that. It just doesn't feel proper, not right. Then there is this swirling mist covered distant station 180 miles out there that has something to do with the larger picture. The mystery at hand seems to be one of more interest. I'm not supposed to be going into much detail, but you know what? The DOJ can blow me and they can deal with it. Dr. Wainwright is not letting in on how much he knows. It's clear to me now. There's more to this. Remember that conversation I've eavesdropped in on him with Madeline Dantes back from the Trolls Run station? I can only assume this complex is what they were referencing when they mentioned appearing again and to be ready for it. All right. Quick check in the back here. Close. Heavy winter gear. Medical pack. Weapon. 3 mags. Cleaning kit. Light. Batteries. And data cards. Recorder. Radio and distress kit. Yep. About as ready as I'm going to be. All right. I'm going to go chat with Kendra. Then it's down to VMF to prepare to leave.
Diane, I tell you to encrypt all this, but I'm not supposed to be talking about it anyway, so we'll chat soon.
And with the microwave point-to-point communication, the Yeti's sensors will detect any crevasse ahead of us 12 seconds before we even get close. I'm telling you, Dr. Wainwright, don't know where you're going, but with me and Emery on board, we can get you at double the speed in a day early.
Mr. Bustamante, you are already recommended to be on this expedition. On the last visit, we encountered several technical difficulties, which having a mechanical engineer present would have been of immense use. Given your position on the station and experience, you were the logical candidate. Mr. Waters, however, was not considered.
This here detection system is his idea, you understand? The speeds we'll be pulling in pitch dark, we'd be doing a wise thing bringing him along to read the data coming in and troubleshooting anything that goes wrong. We won't be able to investigate anything if we're stuck 30 feet down a ditch with no help coming for 6 months. We have the systems all up and ready. We just never got the chance to test them.
Very well. I'll have him summoned. In the meantime, Mr. Bustamante, you'll need to sign these forms, standard non-disclosure agreements and such. Mr. Kelly.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Please contact Mr. Waters in IT. Tell him to pack for a 5-day trip, including any technical tools he might be fond of. Have him meet us in the VMF bay in 45 minutes.
Right away, Dr. Wainwright.
Very good. Now, if you'll all gather around, Dr. Lorenz. Dr. Lorenz, if you'd please.
I'm coming. Everything is ready. All my gear is packed, and both the biomonitors and atmospheric sensors are all tested and set up to be deployed. Why, if one of you so much as sneezes, these babies will track your physical responses from ah to chew.
Yes, how delightful. While Dr. Lorenz is aware of the situation, other than me, none of you have set foot upon the station nor the endeavor we're about to embark upon. So, with the approval of the U.S. government and, of course, Beauregard Lowing, I have been authorized to provide you with the following information. Please do keep in mind the NDAs you have signed, the classified nature of this subject matter, and how discussing outside of cleared individuals is a breach of national security. The penalty is harsh financially and potential imprisonment. Now, 3 years ago, Beauregard Lowing monitoring satellites detected an abnormality in an area east of the Pecora escarpment, mapped northwest of the station. Upon analysis of the satellite imaging, it was determined to be an unknown research base. Directed communication attempts weren't unanswered. After a week of satellite monitoring, the station simply vanished. Exactly 1 year later, last year to be exact, the station appeared again in the same general location. However, now it was 17 miles from where we first observed it. Hold on. Are you saying the station is mobile?
Well, not really mobile in the sense you're thinking of. More like a lost remote. When you put it down on
in
the sofa...
In most civilized scientific seminars and briefings, questions are held until the end of the presentation, Deputy Marshal. Where was I? Ah, yes. When the station reappeared, Dr. Van Zandt and I, and one Mr. Bustamante's workers, Mr. Decker, went out to explore and determine what the station was.
That's where Lou Decker went. Said it was all hush-hush. I knew something was up. Cat acted weird all the time after that.
Interesting. What we found was a station complex, more sophisticated than Armisen Scott, if you can believe that. In addition to external science centers, standard cargo storage facilities, we found a 4-story central research complex. All external doors and cargo bays were locked and secured from the inside. Try as we might, we couldn't find a way to get in. There was no sign of any activity inside, no lights at the windows, no exhaust from the heaters or machinery. There was no power or any indication the station was even in use. We located a power generation facility external to the main complex. After a day of trying, Mr. Decker was able to finally get partial power working and were able to get open a vehicle bay door and ramp. It was then that... Well, the most accurate way to describe what happened was a rapid wave of static electricity seemed to descend on the area. Hairs on your arms and legs stood up. There was a purple swirl of fog that began to materialize from the building. I don't know if it was affecting our eyesight or the ambient light, but other than any of the equipment we brought with us, everything else started to shimmer and blur. After a few moments, I ordered everybody back to the vehicle, and we drove out approximately 1 mile away from the area. It was about an hour afterwards as we watched from a safe distance that the entire complex blurred into nothing. It had disappeared. 96 hours after appearing, just as it had the year previously. When we went back to investigate, there was nothing there, including field notebooks and equipment we had brought with us. All had vanished. This year, assuming the cargo door is still open, we should be able to enter the main complex, investigate the interior for 72 hours, take various environmental and scientific readings, and determine what this is. Now, you may ask your questions. This purple fog, would you also consider it mist-like?
I suppose potato potato, really. Any other brain stumpers from anybody?
Yeah, I got one. What happens if we're inside that station building after 72 hours? Inside when the shimmer and shine thing happens?
Given the materials we left behind were not able to be located, it would be my strongest suggestion that we be out of the area by hour 70. We're bringing along various pieces of monitoring equipment with us. If we rediscover the items left behind last year are intact, logic will dictate they travel with the complex, and we would deploy these sensors to accumulate data from the following year when the station reappears again. Dr. Lorenz.
Okay, so I'll be fitting each of you with sophisticated body sensors. We'll be applying them to your chest and your back, and they'll monitor your heart rate, your breathing rate, your blood pressure, your body temperature, anything we need. We don't know what, if anything, the station's internal environment may have on humans. In our preliminary testing, all the lab animals we tried showed fantastic galvanic responses, except for the couple instances of electric shocks. I'll be monitoring your vitals in addition to monitoring for any dilation of magnetic or chronological abnormalities.
Doctor, need to know. Now, let's complete loading the transport vehicle, shall we? Mr. Bustamante, please ensure Mr. Waters is brought up to speed upon his arrival, and priority is to have his gizmo up and running prior to departure. We leave in 1 hour, people. Dr. Lorenz, a word.
Yes?
Understand most of these individuals.
So what do you think, Zeke?
Around here, the station appears and disappears isn't even ranked top five. Should be cakewalk. Get in, figure out what it is, get back here before my baby misses me too much. I remember, like, 2 years ago, I left the station to help get some supplies from McMurdo. I was only gone for 4 days, mind you. 4 days. When I get back, she had 4 fan belts snapped, 2 compressors went out, electrical bolts stopped working, and no hot water would run in the A-pod burst. Took me a week to get everything back up and running right.
I've seen your crews work, Zeke. They're all good at what they do. They must be able to keep the place running if you're gone for only a few days.
Oh, they're all top-notch at what they do. But it ain't them. It's her.
Who her? We talking about Annie?
No, dumbass. My baby. My lady. The station, man. She doesn't like it when I'm not here. It's, like separation anxiety.
Zeke, it's a station, not the family dog.
Shh. You go say goodbye to your lady, lawman. Me? I'm gonna have a chat with mine. See you in 45.
We are officially the weirdest research station on the planet.
Recording stopped. Recording started.
Diane, it's 13 April 2022. Damn it. I keep forgetting about my watch. Zeke, what time is it?
It's 3 o'clock in the blessed a.m. Now, you gonna help unload, or you gonna keep on dragging ass, lawman?
We arrived 5 minutes ago. Wainwright was not kidding. This facility is massive. It's dark due to no power or lights, not even emergency lights as far as we can tell. Only light we have are the chemical sticks and flashlights that we brought with us. I'm looking around at the other vehicles in the station's vehicle bay. They look, well, aside from one or two, I am not familiar with their make or model. I bet you Zeke is in heaven.
No, I am pissed off, is what I am. It's 3 a.m. and I'm the only person hauling supplies off this here Noddy. I'm gonna start taking this shit personal if now I don't get some help.
2 seconds, Diane.
Recording stopped. Recording started.
20 minutes later, Diane. Zeke and Mr. Waters went to look at the generator Dr. Wainwright mentioned. The doctors and I are looking through the complex. I trust whoever Diane is that she also is cleared, Deputy Marshal. Don't worry. She's cleared, Doctor. DOJ, DOD, and BOLO were also very clear. Document everything. How you tolerate wearing these Go Professional cameras all the time, I'll never understand. You did this all last season? I tolerated a great many things all last season, Doctor. You'll adjust to the GoPro quickly. We're walking down a long hallway. The building station, if you will, is shaped like a clover, or as if two double-headed rowing paddles were laid in an X atop one another. In the center of that X is a central complex. This place looks trashed inside. There are items laying everywhere haphazardly. There's wires protruding from the walls. There are elevators and stairs which appear to run from the ground to the third floor. Chairs, sofas. It almost resembles a hotel lobby. Well, a hotel lobby after Megadeth concert came through town. We haven't seen any signs of people. But the equipment and items we found in the berths, extremely high-tech. Let's concentrate on exploring and documenting, Deputy Marshal. We can speculate and provide commentary later.
The atmosphere is stable. I'm deploying sensor 1 of 24 now.
Coming to another set of stairs. We're on level 3 now, and still no sign of anyone or anything that looks to be a hub or operations complex. There's trash and debris everywhere. I will say, however, the movie theater and bowling alley we saw on level 2 were impressive, right?
Oh, weren't they, though? I definitely could go on those lanes.
Oh, yeah? You a bowler, Doctor?
I've dabbled.
Dr. Lorenz.
Everybody's vitals are in the green. Stress levels are slightly elevated, but obviously that's to be expected. Body temps of the chief and Mr. Waters lowered, but again, that's from being outside near the generator.
Everything seems to be in both English and French. Room signs, directories, wayfinding signs. I also noticed an abundance of Canadian posters and flag-branded clothes, along with another flag I didn't recognize. Science Labs 1 through 6. Let's go through here. We still have another 70 hours remaining till event. 3 days. Plenty of time. Excellent. Physics Lab. Damn it. What? It appears to be a keypad entry system. The door is locked. And look, all up and down this section, all keypad entry.
That's bizarre, because all of the other doors in the other sections had standard handles. So why would they lock these down? Oh, we don't even do that at Amundsen.
I had Mr. Bustamante's team pack prying tools and acetylene cutting torch kit. We'll get through these doors one way or the other. Let's continue around the hall, see if it loops back like the other sections.
This station is massive. I'd estimate 4 times the size of ours. It must have been able to accommodate 600, maybe even 700 staff and workers.
I'm envious of the size of their berths, almost double ours.
Right? And the scientific equipment we've seen is impressive, to say the least. I mean, I could get so much research done in a fraction of the time it takes at Amundsen Scott with those babies. Ugh.
Everyone, I know this is quite unusual.
But let's focus on getting our bearings, understanding the layout. We can explore further and voice our enthusiasm later. There. Second door on the left. Stairway access to station ops. I think we just found our hub. And unlocked. Seems this isn't as critical as the lab doors.
Holy pancreatic discharge is right. It's massive for an operation center. What's the size of our ops and large conference room combined? Why does it have... Hey, you two, come look at this. Well, there are burnt areas of the carpet over here. They're not chemical or combustion burns. They almost look like... Ah, radiation dermatitis. Oh, I'd like to analyze a sample of this later on. What are those terminals?
They all appear to be workstations. However, I don't see keyboards or mice, nor input devices. It must be all optical. Okay, I'm just gonna come out and say it. Based on the equipment we saw, personal items, high-tech devices, this station is from the future. Don't be preposterous. Yes, we have seen some interesting devices. This may simply be, in part, a research and development center for all we know. And the poster in the large berth commemorating the 2032 Olympics from Brisbane, Australia? It could be somebody with marketing skills making a pitch to design posters. It could be from some sci-fi movie none of us have ever seen. This is all conjecture, Deputy Marshal. So unless you have something more substantial to support your unscientific speculation, I'll thank you
too. There's also the station dedication plaque right here, same as we have at Armisen Scott. Roberta Bondar Scientific Research Station, Dominion of Canada, established February 16th, 2044. Well, you could have simply just led with that. Bury the lead. That would deny me the look you have on your face right now, Doc.
Would you two give it a rest already? I have calipers with me, and I am also a medical doctor, so if you men really want to see who has the biggest pair of deflating water balloons, I can help you out
okay,
with that.
Okay, point taken, Doctor. You're right. I apologize, Dr. Wainwright. Now is not the time.
Lawrence, anything you want to add?
Reluctantly, I apologize, Deputy Marshal. Truce for now.
Anybody on?
Proceed, Mr. Waters.
Yeah, this place is from the future. I'm just letting you know.
Yes, Mr. Waters, we discern the same thing up here. Are you able to restore the power?
Wow. I was expecting more. Like, from the future? Really? Wow, no way! Wasn't expecting a reaction like telling you I shifted to 90% bran in my morning cereal.
The power. Can you restore it or not?
Yes, partially. We powered up a terminal down here. I'm not going to mention how, because we had to violate like a dozen electrical codes, but we're still trying to make heads or tails of these systems. I think I can reallocate the power from here to the emergency terminal and the station ops center. Can you find that?
Yes, Mr. Waters, we're in the station ops center now. Accessible through the third floor science wing. Just follow our chemical light sticks to find us.
Okay, then. Stand by. I think I'm starting to get the gist of this operating system. Very efficient design, quite intuitive. Okay, if this works, you should notice one of the ops console's monitors blinking something in 3, 2, 1. One. Oh, come on.
Yeah, hold up there, Em. I think I see the problem. Yeah, I got it. Try again.
As I was saying, one!
Do you hear that?
Did it work?
Work checking. Stand by, Mr. Waters.
Here, it's coming from this station. Huh, touch sensitive, like an iPad. I have a keyboard configuration and text screen here. Various icons, English language.
That worked. We have a workstation up here that has power running to it. It's marked primary control access and distribution.
Yeah, that's the PCAD. Smart idea. We got the power up and running down here. PCAD is a secondary failsafe that has to be activated. Like a power breaker, to show not too much power gets turned on at once. Always wanted me one of them.
All right then, if that's the case, sounds like you got us to the proverbial front door. Now we just need to figure out how to open it. Why don't the two of you come up and join us?
Coming up, lawman. Out.
Let's see what we have here. Very well then. Vocal access. Okay, power on.
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Identify this station.
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Nah, I can tell this is gonna be a long day. Display primary systems.
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Recording started.
Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe, 13th April 2022, 0900. Roberta Bondar, Scientific Research Station, allegedly. Hair in here is dry. Cough. After a 12-hour trip, 2 hours exploring, we decided we should get a bit of rest. Dr. Wainwright graciously allowed us 5 hours of sleep.
You don't know how much you snore. Damn, oh man. Thought there was a chainsaw in that upper bunk.
We only have 4 personal space heaters with us. Zeke and I bunked up while Emery, Dr. Wainwright, and Loren slept in another berth. I don't know what fabric those blankets are made of, but it reflected my body heat and absorbed the warmth from the portable heaters expertly. I was nice and cozy the whole night.
Glad somebody got that 40 winks in. Tonight, I'm sleeping on the couch. Alright, y'all. Let's take a look at that power relay room I saw on level 1.
Would you two both cut the buffoonery? We have limited time and I need to focus.
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Re-initialize power.
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Hey, how much sleep did you get last night, Dr. Wainwright?
None. I want to focus. I need to focus on the task at hand. I've been working to get...
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Will you just work already, you pandemic calculator?
Doctor? Really think...
I said I'm fine!
Okay. I'm going to just go ahead and call Dr. Lorenz up here.
So this is the operations center, huh?
Dr. Lorenz, can we see you up on the ops deck, please?
This place is bitchin'.
Vocal print recognized. Voice print match. Access granted. Good afternoon, Professor Waters. It has been 5 years, 117 days since your last access. How are you doing today, Father?
What?
Well, hello. I'm doing fine and dandy. Thank you for asking. More consideration than I get from my regular partner. if you don't mind, you don't mind me asking, who are you?
I'm Kylie, the station's artificial intelligence. You completed my design and installation on the 24th of October, 2045. I have been online for approximately 7 years and 22 days, not counting the power interruption just now. Do you wish me to bring the station system fully online?
Yes.
Vocal print not recognized. Access denied.
Mr. Waters, if you'd please...
Oh, yeah. Yes, Kylie, please restore power.
Power restoration in process. Do you wish to distribute power manually via the PCAD system? Or would you prefer me to allocate per optimal station design specifications?
I'd prefer you to do it. Can you really do all that?
Of course. I'm a Waters Youngju AI System Model 7. You programmed me to oversee station operational systems and assist with scientific research.
Apologies, Father. I detect several others with you on the operations deck, along with an individual who's working on main electrical systems in the primary power relay room. Would you please confirm that they are authorized to be on station and introduce us?
Wow, you are very polite. Kylie, I'd like you to meet U.S. Deputy Marshal Bass Marlow, Amundsen Scott Area Manager Dr. Wainwright, Dr. Gemma Lorenz is just arriving, and the individual downstairs is Chief of Operations for Amundsen Scott, Ezekiel Bustamante, but everybody just calls him Zeke. They are all authorized to be here on station.
Okay, you got everything up and running. Thanks for calling me, Deputy Marshal.
That's not why I called you. Dr. Wainwright may need some help relaxing. May need some help to get some sleep.
Doctor, are you all right? Your BP heart rate are all higher than I'd like.
I am perfectly fine, Doctor. I'm just excited to have the station system up and running. I don't need help relaxing, as the Deputy Marshal indicates. Nobody tells Dr. Lawrence Emerson Wainwright when to go to sleep. I am not four.
Dr. Wainwright, are you related to Dr. Lawrence Emerson Wainwright from Drosselmeyer, Vermont, in the United States of America?
I am he.
That is confusing. Dr. Wainwright, U.S. Marshal Bass Marlow, and the others were all reported killed at the Amundsen Scott Research Station on June 12, 2024. However, DNA air sampling and cross-check with the international and genomic databases show a genetic match. Huh. I will have your death certificates rescinded in my next data uplink. I hope you were not inconvenienced.
Well, that was a kick in the gonads. Okay, before we're all killed in 2 years, Doctor, I strongly suggest you get some sleep. If you're not thinking clearly, you won't get the most out of this mission. Mr. Waters, can you ascertain why this thing calls you Father? One, I oversee this expedition, Deputy Marshal. Not you, not you! I am not taking orders in this endeavor. I give them to Mr. Waters. I want you to download all the scientific operational logs from this database. We bought a substantial number of external hard drives we can use to store the data.
That is a really bad idea.
I beg your pardon?
Ooh. There has been no work of fiction, book, movie, or television series where the use of knowledge from the future has worked out well for those who brought it back with them. In fact, it's 100% the opposite.
Imbecile! This is not one of your childish, idiotic sci-fi fantasy programs. This is reality, man! Our mission is to ascertain and determine what this complex is and how exactly we managed to dislodge it with Atlas. Find whatever technologies...
Doctor! Need to know? You're apparently exhausted, and before you say anything else, anything you shouldn't be talking about, as a medical doctor, I am ordering you to get 6 hours of sleep. I can sedate you if you'd like, but you need to stop talking. I'm going to ask you all to try and ignore what Dr. Wainwright just said. He obviously is tired and is going to get a few hours of sleep. We'll have you woken at 1 p.m. Now, I highly suggest you walk away and that little slip won't be mentioned further.
I'll be in the third floor burst from last night. Doctor, anything how did you put it? That we need to know?
Not currently, Deputy. Now, with power and process of being restored, why don't we do more walking around the complex? Try to figure out what happened to the station staff.
Mr. Waters, why does the AI voice sound so bubbly?
Oh, yeah. That's because I've always said if I ever designed an AI system, I was gonna make her sound just like Sailor Moon. Obviously, I did. Or will do. Have done? Oh, I wish Chris were here. He loves temporal verbal tenses more than anybody.
Sailor Moon? Is that Japanese cartoon?
Whoa! We call it anime. And yes, the one and only Sailor Moon.
Okay, this is more than I signed on for. Zeke, head back up to Ops. We have power being restored and are going to resume exploring. Also, I owe you that $20. It got stupid weird within the first 12 hours, like you said it might.
Told you. It always starts weird. If it goes into stupid weird, it never waits more than a half a day to do it. You'll get the hang of it. Hello, man. Hot damn. Want me to twist the butt? Hell yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I saw something on the horizon.
Zeke, it's pitch dark out there. No stars in the storm, no moon. I'm not saying I doubt you saw something.
Sounds like it.
But couldn't it just been your eyes playing tricks?
Yeah, first time I saw it, I'd agree with you. I thought the same thing. Second time, I was like, come on, Blair, get a hold of yourself. This last time, no, there is something out there, Bass.
Hey, Kylie?
I apologize, U.S. Marshal Bass Marlowe. You have not yet been given vocal authorization to make requests. Access is denied.
No, Kylie. Bass and Zeke are cool. They're with me. You can listen to them.
Oh, okay then. I understand, Father. Access rights are granted to U.S. Marshal Bass Marlowe and Station Chief Ezekiel Bustamante. How may I assist you, U.S. Marshal Bass Marlowe?
Yeah, that ain't creepy in the least.
Kylie, do you have external floodlights or a way to illuminate the immediate area?
Absolutely, U.S. Marshal Bass Marlowe. Turning on external illumination to max setting.
See? Told you, dumbass. There on the horizon.
Yeah, I see it. And whatever it is, it's scrambling away full speed. Think it's averse to light like the Bumbles?
Could be. But I ain't never been a research station from 30 years in the future, so I might have to get back with you on that.
Look down on the snow. Tracks leading into and out of the VMF Bay.
Come in, Mr. Bustamante.
I'm here, Doctor.
Where are you presently?
I'm in the observation room, above the VMF Bay. We thought we saw something shifting around. Turned the lights on and, well, not sure what it was.
I'm looking at a monitor in the VMF Bay. Whatever that thing was, it damaged the Nodwell we traveled here in.
Shit! No, shit! God damn it! No. Come on, Lord. I promise to be more righteous. No. Come on, Lord. Be more righteous, I promise. Shit!
What? What is it? Oh.
How bad is the damage?
How much time before this station shimmers and shines into nothingness?
Approximately 50 hours.
Yeah, well, best forward our mail to this here station because we ain't leaving anytime soon.
This is Brian Bradley. Thank you for listening to our show. We are commercial-free and able to do so thanks to our amazing sponsors. You can help support 90 Degrees by visiting our Patreon page. Go to 90degreespodcast.com. That's the number 90 and degreespodcast, all one word, .com. You'll find a direct link to our Patreon page where you can make a monthly pledge and get shirts, buttons, stickers, or even a shout-out as an honorary station polie. Speaking of, we'd like to send a special shout out to the following polies: Nick Wolf, Ernest A. Polron, and Padma Numi. Thank you for your sponsorship. It helps and supports us in so many ways.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.